The 8th Iranian Parliament starts its work with a message from the Islamic Revolution leader. Iran's president says regional countries can settle Middle East issues through unity and cooperation. And a couple of European oil giants show interest to take part in the development of the South Pars oil and gas field. Iran's 8th parliament opened on Tuesday with a message from leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. In the message read out by head of the leader's office, Mohammad Mohammadi Golpayegani, the leader highlighted the key duty of the 8th parliament is to work towards progress and justice as the main objectives of the Islamic Revolution in its fourth decade, urging a closer rapport between the government and the legislature. Also in the message, Ayatollah Khamenei called the MPs representatives of a brave and determined nation which has managed to cross hardly negotiable defiles and overcome natural or enemy-made hurdles, calling on the parliamentarians to follow suit. The leader then said acquisitive and spiteful enemies have been defeated by the Iranian nation on different fronts, urging the deputies to work in tandem with the government to lead the valiant and prudent move launched by the nation. Ayatollah Khamenei described lawmaking as one of the important skills of MPs, adding laws should be efficient, clear and up-to-date and long-standing. The Islamic Revolution leader also met with visiting head of Hamas Politburo, Khaled Mashal, on Tuesday. In the meeting, Ayatollah Khamenei appreciated the stiff resistance by the Palestinian nation, resistance forces, and the Hamas government against the undue pressures exerted and unprecedented crimes committed by the Zionist regime of Israel and hegemonic powers, as well as their allies. The leader then underscored the ostensibly invincible Zionist regime is now in its weakest position ever and has become desperate in the face of the Palestinians' resistance. Ayatollah Khamenei also said resistance coupled with faith in God is the only way to liberate occupied Palestine and expressed content with the stance adopted by Hamas officials and Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh. Elsewhere in the remarks, the leader expressed deep sorrow over the current situation of the Palestinian people, especially the blockade of the Gaza Strip and the killing of women, children, and the defenseless people there, underscoring the scenes of such crimes are most painful. Ayatollah Khamenei said the Palestinians standing up to the Zionist regime, which enjoys all kinds of support, is a clear sign of divine promises coming true. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says regional countries can settle Middle East issues through unity and cooperation. During a meeting with Qatari Prime Minister Hamid bin Jassim Al Thani in Tehran on Tuesday, President Ahmadinejad touched upon the constructive role Qatar played in resolving Lebanese issues, adding the Islamic countries should join hands to help Palestinian people as well. The Iranian president also said Tehran and Doha have friendly and flourishing ties. The International Atomic Energy Agency Mohammad El-Baradei has once again reaffirmed the peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear activities. In a report released late Monday, El-Baradei said the UN Atomic Energy continues to verify the non-diversion of Tehran's nuclear program. El-Baradei report also referred to Iran's continued uranium enrichment work and installation of two cascades, as well as the new generation of centrifuges for experimental purposes, adding all the cascades are under the close watch of the agency. The Central Bank of Iran says Iranian assets abroad have risen by $17.7 billion. Tahmasp Mazahari told the 18th annual meeting on monetary and forex policies Tuesday that Iran had a positive balance of foreign payments last year. He added the nation's non-oil exports have risen by 26.4% to over $14.3 billion. Elsewhere in his remarks, Mazahari said the overall trade balance reached $73 billion, showing a surplus of around $38.5 billion.